الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: المرء مع من أحب، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. حضور أكرم صلى الله عليه وسلم says that a person will be with him whom he loves. Just now we will discuss that, but relating to that, just for our revision, muzakara, which we all need all the time, is that which Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif, أَقِيمِ الصَّلَاةَ لِذِكْرِ, that perfect your namaz, perform your namaz with all its requisites, and all that also, there are two parts. One is that part, that is the outer part, and that must be done also perfectly and correctly. And the purpose of that is, which is what is mentioned in the hadith here, لِذِكْرِ, for the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala. So Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that a person who makes his wudu properly, that also we have to think whether we are making our wudu properly. For example, wasting of water, using too much water, especially now with the tap, and we just leave it open. In the winter season, we are waiting for hot water, and without thinking how many, we don't collect that water, we can use it for something else, and we just allow the water to run. Talking while making wudu, worldly talks, etc., which are also common, and even more worse, that adhan is also taking place. We are making wudu also, and we are talking and laughing also at the same time. Now that, what kind of a namaz will we make with such a wudu? So our wudu must be correct. Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq, inshallah. And then when namaz, then to perform it properly. All the arkan, the various postures of namaz, the standing posture, the ruku, particularly to make it correctly. If a healthy person, young person, the head, the back must be all straight, one line. The same way our sajda properly, where we place our hands, all that. And in every rukan, every posture, where our eyes must be. And this all must be done consciously. So our namaz we have to do properly. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. And as Maulana explained, we say annual jalsa, how much effort are we making for the jalsa on other people, on ourselves, and particularly, not necessarily only we wait for the jalsa, but regularly, am I improving? Am I becoming more Allah conscious? Am I turning more, is my attention going more towards akhirah? Or is it still just in dunya all the time? Am I going backwards or am I going forward? Which way am I going? So all this a person should consider, that how much are we preparing for akhirat? How much are we preparing the maqsad of our life, our object of life? How much are we correcting that? That it should be akhirat. It should be the zaad, the being of Allah Ta'ala, the commandments of Allah Ta'ala, the pleasure of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the sunnats of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all that, how much is coming. So we should consider that. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, inshallah. So our namaz all the time. And the best to gauge our thermometer, our level of iman, is our namaz. How much in our namaz, how much are we performing it outwardly properly? And then inwardly, how much is our attention devoted to Allah Ta'ala? We all made Isha namaz now, and how much did we, was our attention towards Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala? So there, and once if namaz is correct, then our whole deen also becomes correct. And when our deen becomes correct, our dunya also comes right. Allah Ta'ala makes our dunya and our akhirat also comes right. So it is namaz Allah Ta'ala gave us, salat, a great, great namat of Allah Ta'ala. It is a duty. Of course, it's not a burden at all. It is a duty, But more it should be, we should in fact make shukr to Allah. When Iqama starts, that Ya Allah, your ihsan that you have made this namaz for us on me. We should be happy and pleased and tell Allah tabaraka ta'ala. So Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq that we focus on our namaz. With regard to the hadith sharif, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, Al-mar'u ma'aman ahab. The occasion when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said this was a sahabi came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam and said that, oh Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, you are the most beloved to me. And yeah, in this world, even if I'm busy with my family, with my other occupation, but I think of you and I don't find any rest. My eyes are restless until I don't see you. And when I see you, then I find peace and comfort. But in Jannat, your position, Allah's Nabi, where are you going to be? And where are we going to be? The Sahaba say. And so there, how will I? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in one riwayat told him, Al-mar'u ma'aman ahab. A person will be with whom he loves. The ulama have given the explanation that, of course, the person won't be there by the position of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There are all various explanations, but it is for something for us to take solace that a person will be with whom he loves. Even one's children, on condition that they die with iman, parents or all the children became righteous and pious more than the parents, or the parents were righteous and pious, but iman is a condition, then Allah will join them there also. So on account of the love of the righteous and the pious people. So Allah Ta'ala give us not to go around fault finding with the righteous and the pious, but to follow them, to have their love. We can't do what they do. What their position is, where they are, their mujahada, their sacrifices. When we read, for example, one alim was saying, he traveled with Hazrat Maulana Shah Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. On several occasions, he accompanied him on his safar. One occasion particularly, he mentioned that Hazrat came to Mauritius, and he accompanied Hazrat, and it was Hazrat's habit that when he goes on safar, then from before time, he doesn't drink anything, doesn't eat anything. And this took, with all the travel and the stopovers in those days, it took 27 hours to reach Mauritius. So when they reached Mauritius, then the baggage was still coming. You have to wait there at the carousel and collect it. So he told Hazrat Ji, you can carry on. I will come with the baggage. So Hazrat Ji went. And he collected the baggage, he went. When he reached there, Hazrat Ji was eating already. So Hazrat Ji said, make me maaf. But I'm hungry. And what you call hungry, that I've got hunger. After 27 hours, our summer rosas about 16, 17 hours. So just imagine two summer rosas together. 30 hours almost. So how hungry a person must be. And then again, not for us, but voluntary. And again, voluntary also, why? Because the usage of the toilet in the aeroplane, they were so particular about all this, so he avoided. In the same way, when Hazrat Ji traveled on another travel, 30 hours like this. So this is the sacrifices they made. Great, great sacrifices. So Allah tabaraka ta'ala, where are we going to make those sacrifices? But having love for them, true, genuine love, and we admire them, and we, on that, hopefully Allah Ta'ala will also give us a shade, as the various ulama explained the meaning of this hadith, Al-mar'u ma'a man ahab. And one important aspect of it also, Al-muhib, liman yuhib muti. A lover, who he loves, he is obedient to that person. In other words, not only saying that we love them, but our lifestyle is completely opposite. Though that also we should still have hope in the mercy of Allah Ta'ala, that just by the mere and sheer love of the Ahlullah and the righteous and the pious, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, in His mercy and kindness, will also give us that position. But a person who is really, the kamal of it is, who is then obedient, he lives the life, how those people live, he also becomes like them. And that is the object also, as Maulana was explaining, why a person comes and stays with a sheikh, to become like that, to take those qualities from him, and that must come into us. So Alhamdulillah, we're having our annual Islahi Jalsa. It's just an occasion, an opportunity. But the actual thing is that all this reality must be coming. And we don't wait for annual Jalsa only to come for Islah. Islah is not every once a week also. And it isn't daily only when we make our dhikr. It is all the time that we be concerned about ourselves. And where, as Hadrji Manana Shah Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali said, when, for example, in a bayan or anywhere, you reflect and you think, I must change my life, then don't wait for tahajjud time, then I'm going to make tawbah to Allah Ta'ala. Don't wait, I'll go shab guzari. I'll go to the weekly program or whatever, or I wait for Jummah. No, at that moment, immediately, you make tawbah, sincere tawbah. And you immediately become the wali of Allah Ta'ala. The minute you make that sincere tawbah, and it might be a person without a beard, he's got jeans on, he's got a t-shirt, his dressing is terrible, but he has made tawbah. In that condition, outwardly, nobody will recognize him. But he has become a wali of Allah Ta'ala. And Allah Ta'ala has put the crown of wilayat on his head. Now it's for you, don't let it fall off again. Now remain firm. Now start changing your life. Of course, your beard is not going to grow immediately, not by the next morning. But now stop shaving, stop that. Change, start your clothes, you start changing, and all that you do. But already by the time you make that, so Allah Ta'ala give us all that tawfiq and make us the means for other people also to make tawbah. And we don't know how many people say that this one sentence, this one word, this one occasion, and it changed my life. And how many young people who didn't have direction in life, but they say this one little bit, and it changed my life. And some of them went on to, mashallah, to establish like big Darul Ulooms also. So all that, so when that moment comes, let us make tawbah. Let us turn to Allah Ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq, inshallah, and make effort in that direction.